Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
New Zealand beat India by 15 runs by the Duckworth-Lewis method in a rain-reduced second one international in Hamilton. Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor scored half centuries, while Corey Anderson thumped 44 into 17 balls as the Black Caps made 271 for 7 from 42 overs. Half centuries from Virat Kohli and MS Dhoni were not enough to help India then chase a target of 297 in 42 overs. The match was again curtailed due to rain in the afternoon, and they closed on 277 for 9 with 3 balls remaining. That left them well short, and coupled with Australia's dominant performances against England, means that India have slipped to second place in the one international rankings. Tim Southee with 4 for 72 was the Black Caps' best bowler, while Corey Anderson took 3 for 67. Carl Mills and Mitchell McLenaghan, meanwhile, chipped in with a wicket apiece. South Africa waltzed into the final of the Qatar International Women's Cricket Championship by thrashing Ireland in the first of the day's games in Doha. They then secured top spot in the points table by beating Pakistan, who will meet in Friday's final in the day's second match. Ireland would have been relatively content with their total of 101 for 7 from their 20 overs. Claire Shillington made 25 of 23 balls at the top of the order, while skipper Isabel Joyce anchored the innings with 47 or 48 balls. However, South Africa romped a victory in little more than 14 overs. The opening pair of Lizelle Lee and Trisha Chetty knocked off 83 of the runs before being parted, with captain Mignon Dupree then joining Chetty to complete the win. A comfortable win over Pakistan followed for the Proteas, as they eased past Friday's final opponents by 7 wickets with 5 balls to spare. Pakistan actually managed less than Ireland had by being bowled out for 96, but their bowlers made South Africa work harder for the win. Trisha Chetty was chapped in front by Sadia Yusuf with her first delivery. However, Lizelle Lee and Mignon Dupree again impressed and put on 60 in fewer than 11 overs for the second wicket. Lee on this occasion was more subdued than in game one, and was content to allow Dupree to do the bulk of the scoring. The skipper was finally stumped off Sandy Murr for 38 or 34 balls, with Mariners uncapped and joining Lee taking close to the winning line. Pakistan had earlier endured a torrid start after being invited to bat, as openers Nain Abidi and Mareena Iqbal were sent packing in the first two overs. They recovered mainly thanks to Nahida Khan's 33, but still fell short of three figures. Mosley and Daniels took 3 for 17, with Sunil Luce and Shabnam Ismail each collecting a brace of wickets. And England fast bowler Catherine Brunt will miss the second Women's Ashes One Day International in Melbourne due to a lower back injury. Brunt was ruled out of the opening match, which England won by 7 wickets with the injury, and she is still recovering. England are 8 points to nil up in the multi-format series, and the MCG hosts the third game in the series tomorrow.